What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team.
Hello, somebody. Welcome back. Many of you have been on this journey with us in season 2 of The Three Bones, and we've talked about the wishbone and the jawbone, and now we are on to the most important bone of them all, the backbone. My grandmother used to say, your test is your testimony. Hello, somebody on that. So let's talk about the backbone and how my backbone became as strong as it is today. I think it is still getting stronger every single day. You know, for as long as we live, we're always going to have test after test after test. We're never going to be done with test for as long as we live. And so this backbone of mine, I've had to use it seemingly all of my life, but especially my adult life. And my childhood was definitely nowhere near easy street at all. But I am proud and humbled by the experiences that I've had early on in my life. Those experiences made me who I am and what I am today. For today, I still got a lot more life to live. So who knows what else I will become when all is said and done. Today is the day of the recording, I should say. It's my mother's birthday. Many of you know my mother passed away when she was very young in 1992. She was 42 years old. And I just want to pause for a minute and just say happy birthday, Mom. I know that she really is in the ancestral plane, to quote from the Black Panther. And even though I know that, I still miss her every single day. And I know there are some of you who are listening who are in the Miss Your Mama Club or Miss Your Daddy Club because they're not physically here. So I want to recognize that there are many millions, hundreds of millions of people who have had similar experiences in losing a parent. And, you know, it really doesn't matter how old they are, how young they are. We miss them whenever they're gone. I do know, however, it is especially hard when they are young. So happy birthday, Mama. love you, and I miss your physical presence every single day. And, you know, and thinking about the hard knocks of life and having to use a backbone, I really did have to use my backbone then in 1992. I'm the oldest of seven children. My mother was the custodial parent. I grew up most of my life in a single parent household, and I knew then and even before then that life has a tendency to be a hard fight. It's a hard knock life for many of us. And my parents got married really young. They both were teenagers, older teenagers, but teenagers nevertheless, and working poor, you know, work really hard. Things didn't work out. So as I said, my mom was a custodial parent. My dad certainly had a presence and challenging for both of my parents. And, you know, when you, as you get older, you start to understand some of those adult situations that you didn't understand when you were much younger. So I do definitely have a better understanding. Really blessed to have my dad still with me and one of my biggest champions. Who knows what my life would have been like if my parents had stayed together. Just never know, right? But for Mama's birthday, happy birthday, Mom. Miss you and love you every single day. And I know that my siblings, my sisters and my brother miss her too. You know, when I was growing up as a teenager, I worked really hard to help my mother, you know, to help our family make ends meet. And I love all of my siblings. And to quote a few words from a spiritual song, I wouldn't take nothing for this journey. As hard as it was and as hard as it continues to be, I wouldn't take anything for it. Just thinking about my mom today certainly makes me think about her mom, my grandmother, who died 4 months after my mom. Man, 1992 was hard as hell. Y'all hear me? So the backbone, yeah, I truly had to use some backbone that year. I was a sophomore at Cuyahoga Community College, where futures begin, my first institution of higher learning, and I did not know whether or not I was going to be able to make it through, whether I was going to be able to continue. But by the grace of an almighty God and angels, both divine and mortal, to quote the great Marianne Williamson on that, definitely stepped in to help me and my family in some of the most trying times of our lives. Thinking about that particular moment in my life certainly showed me what perseverance was about in a deeper way. Gratefulness, even in the time of immense struggle and heartache and pain. And most importantly, how to stand tall no matter what the circumstances were and are. And I know many of you who are listening to Hello Somebody today, you have had some circumstances in your life that have tested you, that have tried you. And most of the time we do come through and we get to look back over those very hard and trying moments and reflect that in that moment, you didn't know whether or not you were going to make it. But you did make it, and your test is indeed your testimony. So the backbone, as my grandmother would tell me, you'll never get anything without the backbone, quoting her. And that was a piece of information that I needed. Yeah, very much so. With all that I've been through, all that I know, that I never would have made it for me without the spiritual connection, without those mortal angels. And the divine ones, I would not have made it. I needed black Jesus many a day. See, just any Jesus won't do for me when I'm going through my trials and tribulations. Baby, I got to call on black Jesus. It's sure enough serious when you call it on black Jesus. So in honor of my grandmother, my mother, and my life lessons becoming an adult, we're going to keep on sharing. We're going to talk through some memories in this episode as we have with the three bones all together, because the three bones really are lessons in life. And I use those lessons to fuel me to this day. But also, as we're talking about the bones, I've been taking you on the journey backwards, because you have to know from whence you came. The great novelist James Baldwin once said, "Know from whence you came." If you know from whence you came, there's virtually nowhere that you cannot go. It is my sincere hope that as I am walking down memory lane in the telling of the three bones, the wishbone, the jawbone, and the backbone, that it gives somebody some encouragement for their journey.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So I do want to delve a little deeper into some of the lessons that I learned from my mother, the wisdom of my grandmother, more importantly. Even when you think that you are at your lowest point, there is always, always, always the opportunity to turn that thing around. Yeah, I want you to know that these are some very trying times that we are in. It is not lost on me that children and a few adults were shot and killed at a school in Texas. Multiple injuries, you know, adults, a teacher was killed, children were killed. It's just really unspeakable tragedies that are happening right now in this country. We know even earlier in the month of May that people were killed in Buffalo, New York, mainly Black people. It was racism. It was anti-Black racism that drove this 18-year-old white boy who wrote this out in some semi-manifesto that he was out to kill Black people, listening to and believing in the damn replacement theory. It just never ceases to shock me, to amaze me. The indoctrination of white people, but white supremacy is real. Anti-Black racism is real. And as much as I want to be stunned, I'm not stunned. Definitely mentally, this is a lot to bear time and time again to know that our skin is our sin. Ice Cube, one of his lyrics laid that out, our skin is our sin. And unfortunately, that continues to be the reality. But a mass murder happened in the month of May in the United States of America, in Buffalo, New York. You got Robert A. Drury, who was 32. Marcus Morrison, 52. Andre McNeil, 53. Aaron Statler, 55. Geraldine Talley, 62. Justine Cheney, 65. Hayward Patterson, 67. K. Catherine Massey, 72. Pearl Young, 77. Ruth Whitfield, 86. Just to know, as Black people, and this shit ain't new though. Black people have been terrorized since the first ship, and to be reminded in 21st century America that Black lives still don't matter. You know, this is traumatizing. It triggers. My God, you got the babies who were shot at the elementary school. It's all manner of foolishness, hate, desperation going on. We have a problem in the United States, and we've been talking about that. And you know what? These people, especially some of the members who are elected to office, and particularly in Congress, yeah, children dead. You know, the parents sent them to school thinking they would see them later. And they're not going to see them in the physical ever again. And as long as we allow lobbyists, like the gun lobby, to buy politicians, we aren't going to stop this violence from happening. And I know it's bigger than guns. This is not just about guns. I'm just feeling this right now. Just even thinking about the backbone and what it is going to take for these children's parents, their grandparents, their aunties, their uncles, and other people who love them. The trauma that their classmates are going to face. I'm going to talk about backbone. We need these damn politicians to get a spine. And all of these issues, whether it's the gun lobby, the oil lobby, the healthcare lobby, all of these things point back to the unrelenting influence that money and politics have. So the issue really goes back to follow the money in politics. They're allowing children to die because of the gun lobby. They're allowing our planet to die or to kill us off because Mother Earth is going to outlast all of us because of big oil. They're allowing people to go without health care and die because of the insurance lobby. Inaction is bought. It is purchased in the United States of America. None of these things are happening by happenstance. They are happening because these politicians don't have a damn backbone. And one of my bosses used to say, you can't give a man, and I'm going to throw in there a woman, a spine who doesn't have one. And my God, is his words ringing so damn true. You're going to have all of these weak ass politicians tweeting and Instagramming and TikToking and shucking and jiving about, oh, how sorry they are about what happened. But they ain't going to do a damn thing. They're not going to do a goddamn thing to try to stop this from happening again. They're not. So we're going to put that right there in the parking lot. I could not go through this day. Hello, somebody, backbone, the final bone in the series, and not say what it is. And it really is a fucking shame. That's what it is. You know, we just can't play with this. It's a fucking shame. And it really, I'm going into a direction that I hadn't planned on going, but my heart is heavy. It's full. And I know that there are others in this country and in this world who feel the same way. We have a goddamn problem in this country, and too many politicians lack the intestinal fortitude to try to solve it. This is bigger than guns. This is about a total gun culture, total mentality that celebrates, that worships guns, and this toxic male masculinity that is jumping off too. Yeah, it's all of these things. It's not one of these things. It is all of these things. And we have the resources and the capacity to do something about it, but we don't have elected officials with the intestinal fortitude. I want to recommend a book to all of you, and the title is Allow Me to Retort, A Black Guy's Guide to the Constitution. It is authored by Ellie Mastal, and I'm telling you, I'm listening to the audio version, baby. This is something. The brother lays it out. There's a chapter about guns that I just encourage you to read. He gives the history of the Second Amendment and just this reimagining of the Second Amendment that was not there, that was not the original intent of the framers, was not, and how the gun lobby has run away with revisionist history when it comes to that, and really have created chaos and mayhem in the United States of America when it comes to guns. It just It's a must read. So get it. And I would recommend if you can get the audio version and listen to the author lay it down. And the bonus of it is that he cusses his ass off. And that's my kind of person. Baby, I don't trust you if you don't cuss. Got to say a few cuss words. I'm just loving what he is laying down. It is a must read. It really is. The expansion of the scope of the Second Amendment. And the way that the Second Amendment is used to really hurt and terrorize communities. He gives the history of why the Second Amendment is being clung to so tightly right now. And it has everything to do with anti-blackness and white supremacy. And some people, they're not ready for that kind of truth. They're just not. But we need to get ready. We got to do a new and a different thing in this country and do it stat. Now that I've gotten all that off my chest, let me go back. I'm going to put that in the parking lot. We're going to pull it out. We're pulling that car back out. I'm going to put it in the parking lot to go back to the backbone and some of the other things that I wanted to talk about.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Some of the experiences that I've been able to have in my life, and you know, going back to my grandmother, who is the person who told me the three bones story, and it's very much a part of her legacy. You know, my grandmother used to put everything in her bra. You know, and I thought about that thing. It's the Southern Ladies Bank and Trust. She carried her money there. She carried her pistol there. She was a pistol packing mama, responsible. Grown ass a gun owner, not like these other folks that are just out here doing what they doing, but a responsible one. And we really need to have a full-fledged conversation about the Second Amendment, guns, the history of guns, and the relationship of guns with Black people, and how this country has always sought to deny Black folks. I mean, look at the Black Panthers. As soon as they understood and was exercising their right, they wanted to change the damn rules. I'm just hot as a mofo right now. It's just even hard for me to even continue the series that the last bone without, as I said, pausing for a moment. I said I put it in the parking lot and then I brought it back out. I'm going to put it in the parking lot. So let's just go back to Grandma. Grandma kept everything in that bra of hers, that Southern Ladies Bank and Trust. And man, I just love her. I loved her style. I love her because her spirit is still exists, but just her style, her no-nonsense way, and how she loved her grandchildren so very much, sacrificed. She only had a third grade education, but she wanted so much more for her grandchildren. One of my fondest memories is my grandmother purchasing a set of Britannica encyclopedias. Now, for those of you who don't even know what an encyclopedia is, I get it. There's a certain generation who Google is all they have ever known. That was Google before Google. And I used to lay on my stomach with my feet up crossed and just thumb through the pages of that encyclopedia, daydreaming about what could be possible for me in my life. And it made me feel good that my grandmother invested that kind of money to purchase encyclopedias that she herself could never read. And I was able to escape in those encyclopedias. My grandmother is a great example of the quote, "Plant trees whose shade you may never be able to enjoy." Although she did not have a formal education, she wanted very much for her grandchildren to use education as a vehicle to become cycle breakers, to overcome poverty, to overcome undereducation. And although she never lived to see her oldest granddaughter accomplish some pretty incredible things, I know that she would be proud, and that I did, and so did my siblings too, excel in ways that she would have wanted us to do. Britannica encyclopedias. I need a hello somebody from somebody who can relate to what I'm talking about as a Gen Xer. When we talked about the wishbone, the jawbone, the wishbone about how important it is to continue to hope, and that hope is an action word, and we must use our actions for things that are bigger and greater than us. In this moment, in every moment, that is required. We talked about the jawbone and how we need to have the courage to speak up. And we do in this moment and in every moment, especially in moments like this, moments of crisis, especially. We don't need go along to get along, people. But then that backbone is being able to stand strong, especially when you are on a mission, on assignment to change things, to make the world a better place, when you are going against the grain. And the backbone really helps you. It grounds you. It gives you that courage. And sometimes along the journey, depending on what you're fighting for or fighting against in the moment, it can feel pretty lonely. And it doesn't have to be anything as big as running for office. I've said that time and time again. I'll continue to say that. People go through and endure many things in their lives that are a challenge. It is their challenge. And they overcome those challenges. Most of the time, people do. There are moments when people don't, when you just don't. And we need to have the courage to say that too, so I'm saying it. But the backbone, it undergirds you. It reminds you that your life and the lives of the people that you love or the issues that you're standing up for are worth the fight. I want you to always remember that. I certainly would love for some of the listeners to share, especially if you are a member on Patreon. Please share some of your stories, some of your backbone stories with me on either social media or Patreon. I want to hear from you. I really do. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but just because something doesn't start off easy doesn't mean it will always have to be hard. Our backbone is going to keep us in line and strong enough to fulfill whatever destiny lies ahead. Great things do lie ahead, but even in or on the way to greatness, there are hurdles that must be jumped. There are mountains that must be climbed. There are dragons that need to be slayed. In other words, we're all going to go through some stuff, but we can't have a testimony without a test. And so I think about some of the greats that I take my life lessons from, not only my maternal grandmother, who the world knows through me, but from other experts in the struggle, like Fannie Lou Hamer and Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Marcus Garvey, Daisy Bates. Hello? I mean, the list goes on. Mother Jones. Who are some of the people, both, they don't have to be famous, but people in your life,
either alive on this plane or in the ancestral plane that you take life lessons from. And these people are the experts on perseverance. I named some of the experts on using that backbone to keep you steady no matter what you're going through. You gotta be able to stand up. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world. We need some change agents right now and into the future. So you decide whether you're going to be a change agent or you're going to be one of those that stay on the sidelines and complain or point out the things that are wrong instead of taking up a cause, taking up the mantle, and being that change that you want to see in the world. God knows we need it and we can have it. I want you to take heart. Although we are going through a lot, from the pandemic to these mass shootings, I do believe that there is indeed promise in the problem, but it is going to take action, not just action from the government, that is a start, but actions from individuals in our communities. It's going to take action from all the pillars of society, be it faith-based, be it secular, business, political, everybody, and every single institution or pillar of this society has a role to play in making this world a better place. We need to stand up, speak up, and make the demands. Use my grandmother's three bones: the wishbone for hoping and praying, the jawbone for having the courage to speak truth to power, and the backbone to undergird your mission, that when you have done all to stand, I want you to keep standing anyhow. Hello, somebody. Because everybody is somebody. You all, we're going to get through this. We are. I'm sending love. I want you to keep the faith. And God knows I want you to keep the fight. Love.
Coming, the pain is numbing. Try to shoot for the stars if you gon' aim for something. Embrace the love for your brother and sister. Unity's the missing brush, we need to puzzle this picture. Let's paint it up, frame it up for the world to see. Hang the hatred up. Enough is enough, is enough. Making changes on us. Interna, her voice is the truth. Her wise words inspire the youth to keep their eyes on the roof. It's the end, never give up, keep conquering goals. To the eye, intelligence, silver, wisdom is gold. Back to the end, now is your time, stay firm, don't fold. To the A, all you need is the three bones, that's what Granny said. Now I'ma make sure these words from Granny spread. For all of here, just give her your ear. She can take you to the promised land, I swear. World peace is what they fear. From Queens to Cleveland, Ohio, we here. Famous.
Hello, Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah!
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.